You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pete Schwabach. This is great to have you here, folks. It is a Wednesday night. And am I crazy, or are the days getting just a little bit longer and a little bit warmer? This might sound crazy, but it's really cold outside. But there's a non-nip in the air. There's something that is telling me that spring is sort of getting closer. We are almost in February. I don't know. I think things are looking up. Conrad, how you doing?
Doing good.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, it's 9 degrees. So, you know, it's getting warmer.
It's not 9. It was 16 in Marinette. You telling me it's colder in the tropics that we call Green Bay?
I mean, you know, it's on a weather app, so it's got to be legit.
Okay.
I only base every weather I look at off my weather app. So,
all right, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
So you're not golfing yet, but you might rock some shorts once in a while.
You know, I miss it.
I don't know. Call me crazy. I like at least that it's getting later. It's staying light out a little bit later. It's 5:07 right now.
Yeah.
On my MacBook Pro clock, and it is still light outside, folks. So I'm happy about that. It's Wednesday. We're halfway through the week. We got a great show tonight, folks. Really fun guests, some great conversation, a great question, and hopefully you guys will participate, and we will be off to the races for another fun evening here at Nightlight, a show designed to help you forget the day, escape, put the booze down, put the crack pipe down, just listen to some Nightlight, and let's have some fun. That's your escape, folks. What are you laughing at, Con? Is that too optimistic?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I just got to mention, it's my favorite day of the year.
Wednesday?
It's National Kazoo Day.
Oh, really? You played a little kazoo back in your day, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You got some queued up by any chance?
I mean, no. I have the kazoo with me here. I'll play a little bit.
Oh, fantastic.
What do you think?
I've never been more disappointed in my life. That was absolutely atrocious. Was that Star Wars or Superman?
It's Fox, you know, the intro to the movies, you know, the Fox.
Oh, Fox Studios, yeah.
Yeah, who was that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The best one ever that they did, I think it might have been Fox Searchlight, but it was when Ralph Wiggum was on top of the 20 for the Simpsons movie in 20. Oh, yeah. That's so great. Well, happy National Kazoo Day, folks. It is also Blueberry Pancakes Day.
Yum.
Which I think last year on this day, we did a question like, how do you like your pancakes or something like that? So we don't want to double up this quick, but next year, folks, keep your eyes peeled for that pancake question. But happy Blueberry Pancakes Day to everybody. You know, we got to talk about this because last night, Conrad did what I like to call a con binge, and they don't happen often, but I've done this before too, but I want you to tell everybody what you watched last night, and you watched an entire season in one sitting.
Yeah. You know, I was really excited for this just because of the commercials. I was like, ooh, this looks like a show that I'm actually really interested in, because not a lot have really drawn my attention recently, and it's Wonder Man. Which was on Disney Plus.
New show.
It came out with 8 episodes, all of them same day, which I was like, that's bad news for me.
Oh, it's so great when they do that, though.
So, yeah, I watched, they're about 40 minutes, and I didn't want to stop watching because it was really, really interesting.
So you watched eight
episodes.
40-minute episodes. That's 320 minutes of color television in one night. That is, how many hours is that? 5.5 hours.
Yeah, I've watched, and... You know, Didn't go to bed till about 2:30.
See, you're young. You got that kind of stamina. I could never. Actually, I shouldn't say that. My wife and I watched the final season of Bosch. It's about 7 years ago. They wrapped up the whole show with an 8-episode season. We went home. I said, our plan was to order a pizza and watch like the first 4 episodes and then finish the next 4 the next night. We jammed through the entire series in one night. And that sounds really fun, but when you're done, you're kind of like, did I forget stuff? It's so much to comprehend.
I gotta say, I love this series, though. It was
so good, huh?
It was good reviews. It was fantastic. It was the best Marvel series since Loki. And the last series is Daredevil was okay, but no, this one was fantastic.
Wow, right. I'm not a Marvel guy, but I'm gonna have to check that out.
Like, doesn't have the, I don't know, like, same feeling as a superhero movie, because it's not really a superhero or TV show. It's not a superhero TV show. It's kind of about a basic man who has powers that he doesn't want anyone to know about.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a con binge. Recommends it, so check it out if that's up your alley.
Definitely watch it. Disney Plus. All 8 episodes streaming now.
We've got news, sports, and weather coming up in just 18 minutes, folks, and a lot of fun to be had tonight on I almost said on Netflix. You know what I did? I write out my notes before every show, and I even write news, sports, and weather, like remind people that it's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight, I put news, ports, and weather.
Oh, wow.
So at 5:30, folks, you're going to get the news. They'll tell you about various ports around the state.
There's a port
in Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
And the weather. So there you go. Who wants to hear about sports anyway when you could talk about ports? And then we've got some really fun stuff coming up, but we got a great lineup tonight. I'm very excited. From St. Croix Falls in Wisconsin, Lindsay Fry will join us for the, she is the marketing director of the Festival Theater. They have a really fun Valentine's Day show coming up. She'll tell us all about it. We like having Lindsay on the show. She's been on before. At 6:35, Matt Miller, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller will be here to talk about the Oscars. I like to talk about, I have to pace myself because I could talk about the Oscars every night, but I think once a week will suffice because I know everybody doesn't share my interests. But we will talk to Matt about that at 6:35. It's going to be a blast. And then at 7:20, I've been trying to have this next guest or this 7 o'clock guest on for a long time. Molly Snyder from onmilwaukee.com will be here. And Molly writes really cool, really funky articles at On Milwaukee. And she is Milwaukee through and through. Just a Milwaukee girl, and we're going to talk to her about all kinds of stuff. The Laverne and Shirley 50th anniversary, a fun event coming up at the Lakeland Brewery there, or is it the Lakefront Brewery in Milwaukee? Molly's also got a typewriter festival that we'll talk about, and it sounds really fun. So lots to do, and we're going to talk about the movie Song Sung Blue. She wrote a great article about that and 13 things that she noticed in the film. I'm halfway through it. I rented it today just so I could sort of contribute to this conversation. And I was getting tired of everybody coming on the show saying they had seen Song Sung Blue. And I haven't. And this is the Wisconsin movie of the year. You know, like it was filmed. Well, it wasn't filmed here, sadly. That's one of my criticisms. But nobody outside of Wisconsin or Milwaukee cares about that. But I do. But it's still a good movie. The Neil Diamond music is so great. And Kate Hudson rocks in it. She is so good. So I'm kind of pulling for her to win the Oscar. So we'll do all that. Great guest. And I think right now it's time to get to our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, this question was inspired by our guest from last night, Seth Wickersham, who wrote a great book called American Kings about quarterbacks. And I just thought it'd be fun because it's a great debate. This is one of the things that it's kind of subjective, but it's kind of not because numbers don't lie. But you could argue different eras of the quarterback. It's just a fun discussion. So our question of the night is, who is the greatest quarterback? Thank you, Seth Wickersham, for the inspiration for the question. Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you are watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, X-Twitter, You can drop us a stream comment and we will read it on the radio. Be part of the show, folks. The phone lines are open, as you know. We never close unless we're off the air. But let us know who you think is the greatest quarterback. Con, you're a sports guy. I'm going to let you go first.
Well, I broke it up into three categories.
Are they all three Packers?
No. Most talented quarterback is Aaron Rodgers. And some of the throws I've seen by him just don't make sense. Some of the pockets he could fit into and all the pressure that he faced, I just, like, the best quarterback ever witnessed.
Okay.
The greatest of all time, I think, is Tom Brady because of the rings and how many times he did go to the big, you know, the big game.
Right.
And then the best movie quarterback of all
time. Movie quarterback. Okay, now we're talking.
Is Uncle Rico.
Without a doubt. It's hard to disagree with Aaron Rodgers, but I will challenge it a little bit. And I asked Seth Wickersham this yesterday about Steve Young. I don't know that anybody's had those tools. And like, he had a rocket arm. He threw for accuracy. He was fast. And I feel like if he hadn't sat, and he got a Super Bowl ring in his limited time as a starter, I feel like if he had just come out and started, we might be talking about him as the greatest quarterback of all time. But he went to the USFL. Then he sat on the bench for probably at least 5 years behind Montana. I don't know why he did that. But that's the only... But yeah, Aaron Rodgers, it's hard to argue with that. So you say Rodgers, Brady. And in terms of Brady, just because it's fun to discuss, Montana was 4-0.
Yes.
Undefeated in a different era where he got his lights knocked out every game and he was half the size of Brady. Brady is 7-3. Two of those wins, the other teams completely choked. So he could just as easily be 5-5, which, look, getting to 10 Super Bowls, maybe that's enough to say you're the greatest quarterback of all time. I don't know. But I said Montana.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to be, because I knew most people would say Brady. And yeah. You could, you know, if you say that, I can't really argue that. 7-3 is a pretty good record in the Super Bowl.
You know, one of the most boring Super Bowls I've ever watched was with Tom Brady in it. And it was the Patriots versus the Rams, where Jared Goff was the quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
It was the worst Super Bowl I've ever seen.
Did Goff play poorly in that Super Bowl? I just barely
both teams played poorly.
Did they?
It was like all field goals until one score.
Let me throw this at you. Most overrated quarterback of all time.
Most overrated.
Troy Aikman. Honest to God. Like, I don't mind him. I know Packer fans hate him. Most cities where he announces the game, the fans probably don't like him. Never threw for 4,000 yards, threw for more than 20 touchdowns in a season once. Career, he had 165 touchdowns, 141 picks, 32,000 total yards. I didn't realize this till about a year ago. I thought he was one of the greatest all time because they have three rings under him. But those are not good numbers.
I'll have my answer after the break.
All right. That is a reason to come back, folks. Conrad's answer after the break coming up. We're also going to tell you what are some popular snacks in Wisconsin. Popular Super Bowl snacks made in Wisconsin. We'll do that next. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. More than that. Tell me more than more.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Great to have you here, folks. Happy Wednesday, everybody. We are talking about quarterbacks. That is our question of the night. Who is the greatest quarterback of all time? A lot of different things can come into consideration when you're making your choice. TDs, yards, wins, all kinds of different stuff. It's a fun discussion. Different eras come into play. This question is inspired by our yesterday guest, Seth Wickersham, the ESPN senior writer and author of American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. It got me thinking, this is a great argument to have. And we've all, I remember arguing this with my Packer fan friends. Like I'd say Jim McMahon, they would say Bart Starr or Brett Favre or whatever. Dave on the stream says Terry Bradshaw. Interesting. Says he called his own plays. I didn't know that. And Terry Bradshaw's numbers, again, I think he's 4-0 also, like Montana in Super Bowls. Montana's numbers are better. Terry Bradshaw does not have great numbers. Terry Bradshaw threw for 212 touchdowns, I think, and 210 interceptions. But the guy won 4 Super Bowls. Joe Montana has great numbers. Steve Young, my guy, who I thought could have been the best of all time, drafted by or started playing for Tampa Bay in 85, really chewed it while he was there. 3 TDs, 8 picks. I mean, I don't think Tampa Bay, they were terrible. 8 TDs, 13 picks the next year. First year in San Francisco, threw for 10 touchdowns, no picks, but he was not the starter. He didn't start full-time in San Francisco, I don't think, until like 92. He's got like 8 years of respectable stats in the NFL when it comes to yards and throws. I can't even imagine what he could have done with another. He threw for 33,000 yards, 107 touchdowns. No, I'm sorry, 232. Who am I looking at here? Yeah, Steve Young. Threw for 232 touchdowns on 100 picks or something like that. I mean, I don't know, Con. He, look up his highlights. I think you'll be impressed. You're a sports guy.
Yeah.
But you tell me. But Aikman is horribly overrated, just as an individual player. Certainly qualified to do color commentary at games, though. But let us know who your favorite quarterback is or who you think is the best ever. I said Joe Montana. Conrad said Uncle Rico. And
Aaron Rodgers. I broke it down, but most talented, Aaron Rodgers. Greatest of all time, Tom Brady. Best movie quarterback, Uncle Rico, obviously.
Uncle Rico, yeah.
I guess, so I was talking, you know, you're talking about most overrated. I have two, kind of, okay, that are back-to-back, kind of. Tony Romo. He had some impressive stats, you know, during regular seasons, but he always choked every time. And crucial errors.
Yeah.
And I think this is the Dallas Cowboys way. Every single thing, every single bad luck thing that he did went to the next quarterback in Dak Prescott.
Oh, is it? Because Dak, great regular season quarterback.
Yeah, you know, before Jordan Love got that big contract, Dak was like the highest paid quarterback.
Right.
And he has a terrible playoff record. And I mean, some of the worst interceptions I've seen is from him.
Yeah.
Some of the worst clock management I've seen from him as well. He just, I don't know, just those two quarterbacks, they got paid very well, but never made it. I mean, Tony Romo never made it to a Super Bowl.
They're both kind of fun to watch. Like, Romo could really light it up during the regular season. Now, I said the same thing a couple weeks ago. We were talking about, I don't know, Jordan Love or whatever. And I think, to me, Eli Manning is more of a big gamer than Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning was another phenomenal regular season quarterback, but he didn't win Super Bowls because of his play.
I mean,
he's got 2 rings.
Peyton Manning always had a fantastic team around him, pretty much.
True.
Eli Manning sometimes did.
Right.
Eli Manning also was, you know, he's known for his big games, but he was also kind of known for his interceptions as well.
Correct. During the regular season.
Yeah. Like I'm pretty sure he led the league like three separate years or something like that for interceptions.
Well, and you could argue that one catch in the Patriots Super Bowl, the guy pinned it to his helmet. I mean, that was more of a great catch than a great throw, but the guy got it done when it mattered.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's a fun argument. Let us know who you think is the greatest quarterback of all time. Casey on the stream says Shane Falco. Who is that, Conrad?
I'm pretty sure he's from a movie.
Bobby Boucher.
Shane Falco. He's from The Replacements. That's Keanu Reeves.
Oh, Keanu Reeves. Yeah, right.
I did ask the Make the Call guys about the question tonight.
Okay.
And Jimmy Cuska said, from Madden 2004, Michael Vick. which is a video game character.
Best video game. Oh, that's a whole other.
Well, I agree with him because he just, you could run with him and he had 99 speed. So, you know, anyways. Parker Olsen said Tom Brady. So.
Okay. I think most people in your generation are going to say Tom Brady.
Yeah. I mean,
just like with hoops, a lot of them say LeBron James. From my generation go, get out of here.
I'll still say Michael Jordan.
Yeah. And I would maybe agree. I think Brady is a better choice over other people just because he got there so many times. And when the game was on the line, he was great. But the LeBron Jordan thing, I don't know how you can make that argument. Maybe if you've never seen Michael Jordan play.
Yeah. I mean, when I grew up, I would watch just Michael Jordan highlights on repeat and then try to do a 360 layup in my backyard. You know,
my son Joe has seen The Last Dance 3 times.
It's such a great.
It's great.
It's so good.
We've got also Super Bowl snacks. I wanted to get to that. I don't think we're going to have time to do that. Maybe we'll do that at the top of the second hour. Because these are all snacks made in Wisconsin for Super Bowl. For Super Bowl snacking. So we'll get to that too. New sports and weather is coming up next, folks. Then we have Lindsay Fry here from the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls. Our question of the night, who is the greatest quarterback of all time? And then I got to talk about Heinz ketchup at some point. They need to be stopped. These ridiculous products. The keg chup. We'll discuss. All right. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. We have to, Heinz ketchup has to be stopped, ladies and gentlemen. They have the keg chup now for Super Bowl parties that they're pushing. It's 114 ounces or something like that. And it's like $175 or something like that. What do we got, Con? Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
And then they had the, remember, it was the ketchup smoothie, Conrad, I was trying to remember.
Oh.
They had the horrible ketchup smoothie. And then they've also got a ketchup, where is that? Ketchup smoothie. Oh, ranch ketchup. It just sounds, enough ranch. We can be done with ranch, I think. It's a fine product, but it's gotten into everything. Now there are people dipping ranch in ranch, and it's wrong. I'm very excited to welcome my next guest, folks. She's been on the show before, and she's the marketing director at the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. They do really outstanding work there, and they have a really cool event coming up on Valentine's Day in just about a week and a half. Joining me now over the stream is Lindsay Fry. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. It's good to see you again.
Thank you, too. I've got my cat here, Cosmo.
Oh, my gosh. I hope that was a cat.
To be on the show.
Just saw this crazy tail come in, and it was nuts. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Enjoying the slow winter. How are you doing?
Are you a winter person?
When the time comes around, I have my activities I enjoy in the winter.
Okay. You're not a native Wisconsinite, correct?
I'm not. Okay. I'm from Kansas originally, so definitely different winters in Kansas.
Is that like Wisconsin without as many trees?
Yeah, and all the roads are very straight.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Tornado Alley, right?
Yeah,
You're much better off here in Wisconsin, Lindsay. We're happy to have you. So how are things going there? How long have you been there now at the Festival Theater?
I'm going on my 4th year.
Oh, great. Okay. I don't know if this, I don't know if you're a sports fan or not, but I typically ask all the guests that come on the show our question of the night. Do you have a quarterback you think is the greatest of all time?
Oh boy. You know, I'm not a sports person.
Okay. I respect that. So,
I definitely probably know a handful of football players, but I'd have to say Tom Brady, probably because that's the only NFL quarterback that
that you've heard of. I appreciate your honesty. How about an all-time greatest stage actor or musical theater actor?
Oh boy. You know, right now, kind of my winter fixation is Barbara Streisand.
Oh,
I'm going
nice.
Through watching all of her movies and listening to her albums. So
she's done pretty well for herself.
Yeah.
All right. That's a great answer. All right. So tell us all about this really great show coming up on Valentine's Day that Festival Theater is sponsoring. I don't think it's at your space, though, correct?
Yeah. So Festival Theater is partnering with the Chateau St. Croix Winery to put this event on. The concert will be at the winery on Valentine's Day starting at 6 p.m. And it'll be three of extremely talented musicians, Joni Griffith, Amanda Wise, and Debbie Kildee. They're all kind of coming together. They're all like, you know, trained musicians and singers to bring an evening of celebrating love in all of its moods.
What does that mean? I saw that on your website. What does that mean, love in all of its moods or iterations or whatever? Can you explain that or elaborate?
Yeah, well, I think love is such an umbrella term for a lot of emotions. And, you know, I think there'll definitely be some heartbreak, some love songs, some, there's lots of humor on the, what we do for love.
Right.
So, yeah, they're kind of tapping into all of that.
That is, that's great. And I think sometimes the heartbreak, I mean, some of my favorite songs are very sad songs. Like, they're just fun to listen to. And I even listen to them, like, when I work out. Like, they're just that powerful, even though they don't really necessarily celebrate love, but celebrate a breakup. And I bet these women you have performing them are outstanding. Where do they come from?
Oh, yes. They're all based in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis, but travel around a lot and perform as well.
Okay. Oh, that's great. So you also, now it's $25 to get in, but if you pay more, if you pay $38, you get wine and dessert.
Yes. So there's like kind of a package deal we're offering. So you can come and just see the concert, or you can get a little package deal and you get a glass of wine and some dessert at the Chateau, which the Chateau has a full food menu as well. So they have excellent food. They make really good, like they smoke brisket in house and stuff. So lots of really great stuff. And I know the Chateau has events going on all day for Valentine's Day. So I know some people are coming to do a port tasting and then stick around to have dinner and then see this concert. So there's a lot going on.
Are you a wine girl? Do you like wine?
I do like wine.
Okay. Here's my issue. All right. Can I open up a little bit here?
Of course. All right. It's a safe space.
Appreciate that. Wine and dessert. People have those together sometimes. I don't get that. It's like too much. It's too much. It's overload. It's too much sweets.
It's too much sweets.
I think so. Yeah. Together.
You know, that's really interesting because there's a lot of wines. Well, there's like different varieties. So you could pair it with something drier, which maybe wouldn't be as much of an overload. Or having like a full body, like red wine mixed with something a little sweeter is kind of nice.
Right.
I know that the Chateau also serves port wine or port.
Yeah.
Which is wine fortified with brandy. So.
Right.
And they have exquisite port if you're into that. And if you've never tried it, I highly recommend.
Okay. That sounds great. I just always see them paired together and I'm like, I like both of those, but I think a little distance. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Maybe if you're not a big like sweet.
I don't want to drink red wine with my Twinkies. I want them later, right? I don't know. Maybe that's just me. All right. Well, I can't think of a better venue for a Valentine's Day show than a winery. So that's kind of cool. What made you do that there? Like, you've got this great space, but I also see today, I saw an email from you. You guys have acquired another property, it sounds like, or a place to put productions on. Tell us about that.
So we, Tom Wilson in St. Croix Falls donated the funeral home in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin to us. And so it won't be a performance space, but it will be a whole building that we will use as a full service costume
nice.
Department and like a costume shop, and will be actor housing. So that's really great for us because Festival Theater relies on a very generous and great host home program where people in the community house traveling artists that stay here for our productions. And sometimes, depending on like whatever is going on in life, it can be a little difficult. So now that we have our own space, we won't have to rely so heavily on our host home program, which we've got great, generous host home programs. But now we'll also be able to house our own actors, which just means that we can have more actors come into town.
Do you think it's going to be haunted?
That's a great question. You know, the historic auditorium that we perform in has a theater ghost named Pepper.
I love it. Why are theaters so haunted? Every theater, it seems like, is haunted or has some ghost that can't let go. Maybe a former actor or something, right?
Yeah, definitely. Pepper is definitely a little prankster.
Sprite.
You know, anything that goes wrong in the building, it's Pepper.
That's so great. I just don't tell the actors what it used to be, and I think it'll be fine. Lindsay Fry is my guest. She is the marketing director at the Festival Theater in beautiful St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. Tickets are $28. It's a great Valentine's Day show next Saturday at the Chateau St. Croix Winery. You get a great show for $25. If you want to spend a little more, you get dessert and wine and all kinds of stuff. You can find more information at festivaltheater.org. What else do you guys have coming up?
So right now we're kind of in our slow season. We're prepping for our professional summer theater series to start in the summer, and we're hosting auditions for our Playmakers series, which is our arts education program. And we're doing Frozen Junior this spring.
Oh, fun show.
Mm-hmm. So we'll on February 15th and 16th, we'll have auditions for Frozen Junior and then our first musical of the summer, Shrek, the musical, which will be open to community members to audition as well. It'll be kind of a big, big production. So Shrek is open to all ages to audition, and Frozen Junior is our youth program. So it'll be ages 8 to 18.
It sounds like I'm out of the running for that one.
Yes, but you can audition for Shrek.
For Shrek. That's right.
If you know any young people or anybody who wants to get on stage, you don't need any experience. You know, we're very welcoming to all to just get involved and develop a love of theater.
How much effort does that take to really build a community? And it's community theater, but it is a community, and you have to, you know, sort of foster that atmosphere and build a brand, so to speak. Is it hard to find good actors there? I know you guys bring actors in from other places sometimes, and even a director I think we had on the show previously. But what kind of talent is there in St. Croix Falls?
There's a lot of talent. You know, last year we did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and we had over 100 youth audition.
Mm.
And it was so hard to be able to cast. You know, we cast as many people that we had room for, and so it's great to see how much talent there is in the area for young people and adults. We have a lot of local community members who had either like done theater in high school or are just like curious about theater and want to try it. And Festival Theater is definitely a place where, you know, you don't have to be like a theater kid your whole life or anything. Like if you want to try something, you can audition for us. And even if you don't want to be on stage, there's so many opportunities to get involved. We have a lot of local community members who help with props and costumes and putting our sets together. So there's like such a vast talent that we have in the community. And so providing opportunities for them to showcase that is lovely.
It's so great because my daughter spent her, you know, as long as we've been in Wisconsin, she's been going to the Bayshore Theater, or Theater on the Bay as it's called in Marinette. We're on the other side of the state, but her first love is being on stage and performing, but every second or opportunity she got to go there and build sets and paint and do all that other cool stuff, she was just over there. Like, what I love about theater people is it's just in their blood, whether you're on stage, behind the scenes, whatever it is. What is your, obviously you do marketing at the Festival Theater, but I know you're also an actor, Lindsay. So listen, we're going to do a quick break and then we'll just keep you for a couple minutes on the other side of that. So think about your favorite role in the theater, and then I'm probably going to ask you what you're binge watching too when we come back. All right, Lindsay Fry is here from the Festival Theater in beautiful St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. We are coming right back. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Yeah, oh, where can you go when your money gets low?
In the basement, down in the basement.
And if a storm is taking place, you can damn it still be safe.
In the basement.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you here, folks. It is Wednesday. And we are cooking. We're cooking like it's Friday. We're doing like a Friday on a Wednesday. It's very confusing, but we'll get through it. It's a lot of fun. My guest joining us on the stream right now from beautiful St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, is the marketing director of the Festival Theater. She's also a very talented actress. Lindsay Fry is with me right now. She thinks Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback, but she admittedly does not really know quarterbacking, but she loves Barbra Streisand, so we'll take that as an even better answer. Thank you, Lindsay, for that. So we were talking about your role. I mentioned you're an actor, you're the marketing director. What's your favorite role? You obviously love theater, and I love people who love theater. I find them to be so immersive and passionate. It's so great. What is your favorite thing to do, either on stage, backstage, marketing, whatever?
Definitely acting on stage. That's where I got into theater and found a love for, and, you know, that's the hat that I like to wear. Yeah. And then I love working in the theater world, and doing admin for a nonprofit theater company. It's something that I think is just great.
It's important. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it is important. And art and like live storytelling, it's really like a sense of community and stuff. So I feel like that's also very fulfilling and enjoyable to me, but definitely acting.
That's great. It's so great. And they're doing Shrek and they're doing Frozen Jr. And February 14th at the Chateau St. Croix Winery, they have a great Valentine's Day show. So check that out if you're in the area. What are your favorite shows to do as an actor, Lindsay? Do you have a favorite you've been a part of, like a classic or something that was written, an original work?
Oh boy. You know, I think there's definitely like something special about every production, you know, but the kinds of like shows or theater that I'm drawn to definitely have some sort of strong ensemble, whether that's a musical or even like plays have an ensemble that is really enjoyable to work together in that way.
That's a great answer. And it's hard when shows are done. You get so, you know, kind of immersed in the play itself and your cast members and everybody you work on the show with, that they become your family, and it's very intense. It's like a movie set, you know, and those are just great experiences. Okay, so are you in any of the shows coming up?
Yes, I am. This season, we've got a stacked season of some really great shows. Our youth show is Frozen Junior, which I'll be directing. I'm also the arts education director.
Oh, great.
So I'm very excited about that. It is, everyone kind of in nonprofit theater wears a lot of hats. So.
Yeah.
And then I'll be in the rest of the season. We're doing Shrek the Musical. We're doing a show called The Revolutionists, which is about four women during the French Revolution who were all beheaded. And I'll preface this that it is a comedy. It's very.
I was just about to make the joke that that does not sound very funny, but here it is, a very dark comedy, obviously.
Yeah, it's a comedy, and it's kind of meta, so they all come together to write a play. It's a laugh-out-loud script. Wow. While it's got historical elements. I'll be playing Marie Antoinette in that show.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it'll be a great one. And then we're closing our summer season with The Three Musketeers, which is a very like slapstick farce comedy of this classic story, The Three Musketeers. So in this show, we have about 27 fight scenes. I'm pretty sure that's the number.
Wow.
It's going to have
a lot of
stage combat. I know a lot of our actors are already preparing and working on stage combat already.
That's so great.
It won't be until August.
And The Three Musketeers is a great show. I remember I went through a phase when I was a kid, like for 6 months, where I wanted my name to be D'Artagnan. I just thought that would be kind of, my parents didn't go for it. So, all right, when you're done, Lindsay, and again, thank you for your time tonight and best of luck with the Valentine's Day show. That sounds so much fun. What do you, when you get home and you're with your cat, what are you binge watching? What do you put on the TV?
That's a great question. Right now, since it's kind of like our off season, I've got a little bit more time on my hands. I'm definitely enjoying The Gilded Age, which is like historical fiction. Yeah. Carrie Coon is an actor that
I really love. I love her. UW-Madison grad and Wisconsin native. She is out. Did you see her in Fargo?
I haven't seen Fargo. It's actually on my movie list.
Well, she's in the TV version. I want to say like season three or four. All the seasons of TV are outstanding. And she was great in White Lotus last year, too. But I love her. She's great. Yeah, that's a great mentor. So, okay. Gilded Age. All right. Very good. Well, listen, don't be a stranger. Keep us posted what's going on there on the other side of the state. Hope the show crushes next week. And I hope all kinds of people fall in love while they're eating wine and Twinkies. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Okay. That's Lindsay Fry. Folks, check out the Festival Theater in beautiful St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, especially if you're in the area next week and want a really cool Valentine's Day show. I can't think of a better way to celebrate Valentine's Day with or without a partner. Conrad, I would go to that show even if my wife stayed home. That's how cool I think it sounds. Nightlight road trip. We'll get a bus together and we'll go and we'll check it out. yeah, I think this Heinz stuff is, what are they doing? They've already.
You really hate them, huh?
No, I don't hate them. I just feel like it's greed because they are. They're like Coke for ketchup. You don't have to do anything. It's Heinz ketchup. No, Hunt's doesn't come close. You know, they've got it. They've crushed it. They've mastered ketchup. But this, the keg chup. Come on. We got to make a keg run. We're out of ketchup. Just doesn't make sense. All right, folks, our question of the night, we're going to read some of your texts when we come back after news, sports, and weather, which is next, is who is the greatest quarterback of all time? Sponsored by, or inspired by, I should say, by Seth Wickersham, our guest last night from ESPN. We're talking quarterbacks. We've got Matt Miller coming up at 6:35, and we've got Molly Snyder from onmilwaukee.com in hour number three. I finally made it happen. I got Molly on the show. It's going to be a fun night. Glad you're with me. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.